The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors, and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask who touched me?" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside, except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother, and those who were with him, and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this, and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today I want to talk to you about faith and emotions. So this is my first weekend of giving homily, so a little nervous. I know it's hot outside, but it still feels a little warm up here. So, and I want to start off by saying, telling you a little personal story, something I wouldn't be too proud of bragging about. But about 15 years ago, before I entered the seminary, I was driving up to visit a friend, college friend, up in Albany, New York. So I was very happy, excited, first time driving up to New York State, Albany. And I was driving, enjoying this long stretch of highway towards Albany. And all of a sudden, it all came to a stop when I realized the flashing lights of a New York State trooper in the rearview mirror. And that happiness and excitement kind of switched over to fear and anger. And as I saw the trooper get out and start walking towards my car, I knew I had done something wrong, and I was going to pay for it. I won't go into details about how much I paid, but my little piggy bank could tell you it got a lot lighter after the speeding ticket. And also, now imagine another scenario where you might be driving alone down a long stretch of roadway late at night, coming back from, let's say, a late dinner with friends. All of a sudden, you see a deer or a raccoon pop out of the woods in front of your vehicle and causes you to get into a small accident. Of course, you call the police and wait for them to arrive. Waiting alone in the darkness of the night with no street lights You may feel alone and scared, but when you see the flashing lights of the police car and see the person in blue get out of the police car to see if you're okay, you definitely would have a different emotion going through you than when you're about to get an expensive speeding ticket. Of course, I had to tell my parents eventually about the speeding ticket, and I can remember the conversation about the speeding ticket with my parents. I remember being afraid they were going to take my car privilege away, along with sitting there for hours of being scolded for doing something stupid. But I was pleasantly surprised at my parents' reaction when I told them what had happened. They were more glad than angry that I did not get hurt from the incident. I did not have faith in my parents' love for me. In today's gospel, we hear about the woman who suffered from hemorrhages for 12 years. The Jewish law at the time would have seen her as an unclean person, someone to stay away from. The hemorrhages she had would be linked to her sins, and that anyone who came in contact with her would be made unclean as well. Imagine for 12 years, people around you look at you with disgust, where they do not want to have anything to do with you. The emotion she must have felt, where people would avoid eye contact, walk on the other side of the street so that they don't come close to where you are. How sad, guilty, and lonely she must have felt. It must have taken a great amount of faith to have the courage to touch the clothes of Jesus. She had to have faith that Jesus would not be angry with her, but show her love and compassion. I think that would be like if I was considered an unpopular person, trying to be part of a popular group, an outcast hoping to be welcomed by the popular group. How scary and horrifying that would be, to hope to be welcomed by the popular group with love and compassion, when I was seen as an unpopular person. But she had faith in Jesus. She had faith in God. She believed that she would be healed only if she could touch the clothes of Jesus. When she touched Jesus, something incredible happened. She was healed for the first time in 12 years of pain and suffering. The woman realized that Jesus recognized what had happened. The power had gone out from him. The woman, trembling and in fear, fell before Jesus and told him her story. She probably thought she was going to be in big trouble, that Jesus might get angry and scold her for what she had done. But once Jesus hears her story of affliction, he tells her that her faith had saved her and tells her to go in peace and be cured of her afflictions. Her fear and trembling had turned into joy and peace. Sometimes we see Jesus in a fearful way, afraid to approach him for things that we may have done or failed to do. We may be afraid the angry scolding we may receive for our shortcomings. We shy away from approaching God because we feel our afflictions are a burden or shameful to bring before God. But that is not true. God is not a bad cop out to give everyone a ticket, but more of a cop who wants to come to our rescue if we call upon him. God made us with the ability to have many different emotions, from sadness, guilt, fear, to joy and happiness. God desires us to come to him in times of sadness and trouble, as well as in times of joy and peace, to bring to him our afflictions and in faith be healed of our afflictions. As we prepare to meet and receive Jesus, let us bring to the altar all our afflictions we hold in the depths of our hearts, that God may shower onto us his infinite love and mercy to heal our afflictions and transform our fears and trembling into joy and peace today.